Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Escobar poppin'. This is the Plugged In Podcast. You already know what the fuck going on. Thank you for plugging the fuck in. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yes, everybody, Tekashi 6ix9ine. What the fuck is this motherfucker up to? The yellow, green, grape, brown, blue, purple-haired motherfucker from New York. The self-proclaimed king of New York, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, listen, the other day, he caught his moment. And a lot of motherfuckers are speculating that it is just all a setup because he was coming out with a new music video. And let's be real. Tekashi's been popping, man. Tekashi is the most popping rapper out there. His glow up came pretty quick. All I gotta say is he's had 7 straight fucking records on the Billboard charts. You know, and he finally took a L the other day. Somebody pistol whipped him, beat the fuck out of him. Supposedly they draw down on his ass, and whoever was driving the car, they got their cell phone taken from him. So there's no footage out there of the assault or anything of that. And then they got motherfuckers they took 6ix9ine's ass back where he stays at or wherever his money was at. And they got like 75 racks or something like that, I want to say. I know it was 20 to 75. And they got all his jewelry as well. Maybe it was his jewelry that's worth that much. And they got so much money. I'm not sure, but I know that's the gist of the situation that had happened and what had went down. They drove him back to a spot, robbed him essentially, beat his ass. But you know, that motherfucker was back on the internet today clowning. You know what I mean? He has such a good sense of humor. And he uses so much sarcasm that, you know, it doesn't even look like he's hurting. That's why I say, man, the fact that, you know, you still breathing and a motherfucker ain't, it could have been worse. You know what I mean? Everybody's been kind of waiting for Tekashi. Me personally, I was really worried about dude. I was really worried about Tekashi for a while. Because he's on that gang shit, and I think it's clear that everybody knows he ain't really, he's not really about that. See, the thing about Tekashi 6ix9ine, man, Tekashi, you know, that motherfucker been winning. Let's not front here. But I know, like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, look, bro, your time is about up. Because look, guys, Tekashi, you know, he's had this nice run. My man just came out last November. He's been in our faces for damn near a year, if I'm not mistaken. Gummo came out last November. And I can't hate on the dude because of his success. Now, what he chooses to do after this hip-hop, because I don't see him rapping. I don't see him coming out. He's not the type of rapper that's going to come out with a full album, even though he has come out with an album. But I don't see him coming out with several albums for the next several years. He doesn't have what I think is going to be timeless music. Because that's how I see, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about Whitney Houston's song that she sold 20 million copies for. Because it was timeless music. Tekashi's not making, I mean, this song, this trash he just fucking came up with the other day. God damn it, what the fuck? What the fuck was this fucking bullshit? Yeah, Nicki did her fucking thing, but what the fuck? So the fucking Fifi shit, and I seen one of these little motherfuckers on the internet talking about, oh, this is the only one I fuck with that he done. I mean, I fuck with Gummo the most because Pierre made that beat. And that shit was icky with the stiffy, but you didn't have the icky with the stiffy, the other day, did you? You didn't have the iffy, with the sticky, Nah, not the other day, because they came for your motherfucking ass, and he got it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've already addressed it, and now that he has officially taken his L, because he took a huge loss. It's been a while. The last time we seen a nigga get stomped out and beat up like this, because it looked like he got smacked, pistol whipped, pissed on, shitted on. The last time we seen a rapper get choked out like this was probably when we heard, I think I heard about Lil B getting jumped in the somewhere by A Boogie with the hoodie and PNB Rock, I think his name is. PNB something, but him and A Boogie with the hoodie, them niggas jumped Lil B at a festival. And Lil B showed his face and all that. He stood there, showed himself, and it looked like he clearly got beat up. But this 6ix9ine looked worse. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing the rise and fall of Tekashi 6ix9ine. This motherfucker's career is about over, but I will give him that troll shit. He got it. He got that shit in the bag. He need to make something out of this shit and keep it moving, be a comedian. Because look, you can't take too many more L's like this, and I don't think motherfuckers is done getting at his ass. You got motherfuckers that tried to shoot at Chief Keef in New York. You had this motherfucker in Chicago on O Block. It doesn't matter what time of the day that motherfucker was there. He came, he said what he had to say. So, nigga, you still got something coming to you for that. You know, just all the bullshit and all the trolling that he's put motherfuckers through. He recently got up under the comment section on Trippy Red's Instagram and said, fuck your dead brother. Like, I agree with Trippy Red the other day, how he discussed how you don't talk on the dead and you don't speak on the dead. And it's no different than Funk Flex a few months ago talking about Tupac and how he was a liar. And just because you picking sides in your favorite out of him and Biggie is Biggie, don't mean you got to sit here and judge this man. This man is dead. He's deceased. You know, I just don't get motherfuckers. Look, man, clearly Nicki Minaj was just getting a check. She just picked up a bag. I'm sure she hit his ass for like $250 or more. She could have hit him for whatever, and I'm sure they got it. Treyway, baby. I'm sure Treyway got it, and they handled that. Shout out to Skull Gang and Treyway and them boys over there at 6ix9ine for handling that, getting a record with Nicki. Look, ladies and gentlemen, 6ix9ine has been consistent here with these top, you know, with these Billboard hits, these songs, these singles that he's dropped, and he hasn't had no features. Ain't nobody been featured on none of his shit until now. Thank God Nicki Minaj jumped on this fucking song, because this shit was so goddamn trash. What the fuck? But I can't lie, you know, his video dropped, and a lot of motherfuckers thought, even I did for a second, I thought, look, this is clearly a publicity stunt, because he's coming out with a music video today with Nicki Minaj. Perfect situation, you coming out with a new music video. The motherfucker did, like, I don't know how much it did, in a, like, less than 24 hours. Obviously, it did more than 4 million. I think, I want to say it did, like, 40 million. I'm not too sure, but I know it did at least 4 million in the first 24 hours, which ain't bad. I mean, shit. And I could be wrong, you know. If, you know, somebody can correct me on that if I'm wrong on the numbers. I mean, the fact that he did 4 million in the first 24 hours is amazing anyway. But, you know, you got the Barbs coming out the woodworks. They support Nicki. And so it'll eventually do real good numbers. I just don't see it being on the radio. I don't think it's his best single. I don't think it's his best song. And like I said earlier, I don't fuck with the radio. But when I do, when there's situations where I am forced to listen to the radio, I never hear Tekashi's music. Ever. I never hear Tekashi's music on the radio. All I hear is Drake. So let us know what you think in the comments below, man. And make sure you stay plugged the fuck in. Go check us and like us out on all social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter. Well, actually, we don't have a Twitter. You can follow me, Escobar Poppington, on Twitter. Make sure you tap in with me on Instagram. I'm plugged in with 3 N's _. Make sure you like this Facebook page, Plugged In Podcast, as well as Plugged In Media on YouTube. I'm plugged the fuck in.